USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The National Hurricane Center is posting hurricane and tropical storm watches along the New England coast as Hurricane Lee continues spinning slowly northward over the Atlantic. Forecasters say heavy rain and high surf will hit Bermuda starting this morning. Tomorrow and Saturday, portions of the New England coast from Maine south to Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard are being warned of life-threatening storm surges, coastal flooding, and tropical cyclone conditions. Tech entrepreneur Elon Musk says he had no choice but to block a Ukrainian plan to devastate the Russian Navy fleet in Crimea last September. The Ukrainians had asked Musk for help using his Starlink satellite system.
Actually, originally it was because the United States has sanctions against Russia, and we're not allowed to actually turn on connectivity to sanction the country without explicit government approval.
Musk explains the nature of the attack the Ukrainians were planning.
Kind of like a Pearl Harbor type attack on Sevastopol, on the Russian fleet in Sevastopol.
The FBI is now investigating a cyber attack at MGM Resorts International.
The attack, which began Monday, has paralyzed the company's systems for several days. MGM, which operates 31 hotels and gaming venues worldwide, announced the shutdown on Monday, citing a cybersecurity issue. The extent of the incident's impact remains unclear, but social media posts are showing disrupted operations in Las Vegas, with slot machines offline and long lines at registration, show box offices, and restaurants where computers are offline. It's unknown who's responsible or if any data was compromised. Analysts say casinos are often targeted for financially motivated cybercrimes. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Coloring Day. Get creative with your paper and crayons. Thanks for listening as we get this Thursday underway. USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant along with Sherry.
Hi. And
maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
Yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this health care sharing thing, too. I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The United Auto Workers outlined plans yesterday for a series of strikes against three Detroit automakers, first at a limited number of facilities, but expanding to more if talks remain bogged down. The UAW's four-year contract with General Motors, Ford Motor, and Amsterdam's Stellantis are set to expire tonight, and each have fallen short of meeting the union's demands of pensions for all workers, improved retiree benefits, shorter work hours, and an end to a tiered wage system. The union also demands a 40% increase in wages over 4 years, similar to what companies' chief executives have on average. The union is made up of around 150,000 individual members at three companies. A longtime senator and one-time presidential candidate is trading in Pennsylvania Avenue for Whispering Meadows.
Republican Utah Senator Mitt Romney announced Wednesday he will not seek re-election next year. Romney is urging a new generation to lead Congress.
I considered my age and the fact that at the end of a second term I would be in my mid-80s, and I think it's time for guys like me to get out of the way and have people in the next generation step forward.
He emphasized the need for increased youth involvement and voting, and Romney also suggests it would be beneficial if both Donald Trump and President Biden step aside to let their parties choose from the next generation of leaders. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.